Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
PDOT brought to you by United Healthcare and their Oxford products by RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. By CSEA Local 830, we work for you. And by Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all. Paul, how you doing?
Paul.
Guys, good to talk to you. And I love this. The studio sponsorship right around lunchtime. It really is quite fitting.
Makes you hungry. Makes you hungry. That's the goal right there.
Indeed.
it's a good week. I'm sure everybody's in a good mood coming off a win. But health-wise, it sounds positive for Olivier Vernon. Are we going to see him on Sunday?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. You know, during the media portion of practice yesterday, he was very spry and very fluid in the linebacker drills that he was doing. And so I know there's been a lot of hope and optimism. Coach Shermer said on Monday that he was hopeful. So it does appear like he's on track to make it against the Saints. Eli Apple, I think there's less of a chance. When we watched the open portion yesterday, he did some sprinting. He wasn't full out. I'd say he could have been about 75%. And it also did some backpedaling drills. So he didn't look terrible, but I just don't know that in the next couple of days he'll get up to 100. And if you're not 100% against Drew Brees, you got a problem.
Mm. Speaking of that, should I bet the under in this game, Paul? I mean, I think the under is about 50 in this game, something like that.
Is it 50?
Yeah, it's up there.
You know, here's the thing, Joe. Conventional wisdom says when you look at these teams, especially if Apple doesn't play, you know that Brees and the Saints have scored a minimum of 40 points in two of their first three games, although they didn't do so against the Browns in week two. They only scored 21.
Right.
They fumbled the ball away twice. They also had a missed field goal. But when you look at that, you say, okay, fine. So you think the Saints will probably score at least 30. You could probably say that with a lot of logic behind it. Then you say, well, what about the Giants now? They scored 27 against a pretty decent front seven in Houston last week. And New Orleans has a pretty decent front seven as well. In fact, they're very stout against the run with their defensive line. But their secondary is probably even worse than the Texans. In fact, I won't say probably. I will say definitively. They are talking Swiss cheese back there. And, you know, they've given up 8 touchdown passes. Three of them have been 47 yards or longer, so they're very susceptible to the big play. They also commit pass interference penalties. I mean, say, well, you know, Eli and Brees, a shootout like they had in New Orleans a few years ago. You remember that game.
The 52-49 game. What they threw them, they threw, 13 touchdown passes between them in that game?
Yeah, it was truly arena football.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, you could see that happening. But then here's the one caveat. The one caveat that could change that whole thing is that the Saints defense, as sensational as they've been against the run this year, only giving up 3 yards per carry, which is the lowest in the NFL. Well, the reason is teams are not running to the right side on them. When you run at Cameron Jordan, who is their left defensive end, and defensive tackle Sheldon Rankings in their 4-3 defense, teams are only averaging about 2.5 yards a carry. But when you run to the other side, they are giving up 4.5 yards a carry. They have a weakness to the right side of their defense against the run, and teams to this point have not exploited that as much as they should. I would suspect Saquon Barkley and the Giants are well aware of this and will try to do some damage there. And clearly, you want to control the clock and the ball to keep it out of Breeze's hands. That could somewhat slow the game down and lower the score a little bit.
Yeah,
but that's about the only way this thing isn't under.
And the one thing about it is that you look at when they've played at MetLife or when New Orleans is on the road, they're still a good offensive team.
Yeah, but they're not the same.
But they're not the same, especially when they're not in a dome, period.
No, doubt about it.
That's one thing about looking at the under. But just a couple of things from this win. You know, obviously, especially with Eli Apple out, what did you think about B.W. Webb and his performance filling in for Eli?
Well, you know, he was adequate. I would not say he was sensational, but he was adequate. Again, though, we're talking about a Texans offense that did not run the ball well. The Giants took care of that very, very quickly, and they kind of forced Watson to be one-dimensional. He ran for a few plays himself, and, of course, he had a bunch of medium to long-range passes in the third quarter. Twice moved the ball right down the field until the Giants came up with turnovers to keep them off the scoreboard. I would not say it was excellent. I would say it was okay. I mean, I think even Coach Shurmur said, you know, even after a win like that, you know, there were flaws. You know, there were things you did wrong and there were things you got to correct. It wasn't perfect, and you're going to have to get better. And I think that's the right approach that the Giants have to take. But I'm not going to pull any punches here. Eli Apple would be a very important part of trying to contain Drew Brees. If he's not out there, you've got to be concerned.
You know, I do like what I've seen from the Giant defense so far this year. I got to tell you, Kerry Wynn had a monster game against the Texans. Harrison had a tremendous game against them as well. You know, and Ogletree. I like what I've seen. You're right about Apple. I like what I've seen, though, so far from the Giant defense, Paul.
Well, you know what's surprising about it, though, to be honest, Joe, is that they haven't blitzed as much. I believe their blitz number is somewhere in the vicinity of like 35%. And Betcher, when he was with the Cardinals, was sending dogs about 48% of the time.
Right.
So he has been much more conservative in his blitz packages through the first three games than any of us expected. Maybe part of that is, he's not going to tell anybody why, what's going on inside his head, is that Olivier Vernon has not been there. And maybe he feels that, you know what, without the big dog up there on that front line to do what he needs to do and put some bite on the opposing quarterback, maybe he needs to be a little bit less risky, you know, not take as many chances with the blitz. But you're right. It has been a solid, solid defensive effort through three games.
We're talking to Paul Dottino about the Giants. They'll take on the Saints. They'll try to win two games in a row after getting off the snide last week against the Houston Texans. What reaction Sunday morning when you heard the Flowers news that he was being replaced at right tackle for Chad Wheeler?
Well, you know, but Wheeler had taken some extra snaps during the course of the week. But honestly, my gut feeling was, well, you know, they know that he's really raw and they're just trying to get him a little extra work in case he needs to go in there. And maybe, just maybe, they're trying to light a little fire under Flowers, you know, show him that, hey, you know, there's another guy here on the team. And, you know, if you don't watch yourself, you know, maybe he'll push you. I never in a billion years thought that they were going to make the lineup switch that they made. And in fact, you know, Wheeler gave up three sacks to J.J. Watt, but you have to grade him on a curve because J.J. Watt is who he is. I honestly believe, as I watched the tape back on Tuesday, I didn't see any missed assignments by the Giants' offensive line, which is exactly contrary to what happened in Dallas the week before. I thought John Greco at center was absolutely sensational, not only in his play, but in helping that line get their act together mentally. And Wheeler, who was overmatched by Watt on the three sacks, did a sufficient job of scrapping and trying to hold his own and fighting on those other plays where Watt did not destroy the game. And I think you guys understand what I'm talking about because I had someone say to me on Twitter, Watt got three sacks. Wheeler was terrible. No. He prevented Watt from destroying the game. And you guys understand that. You know, when there are defensive players who literally take over a game,
Khalil Mack's been doing it for 3 weeks now. One thing, too, with the benching of Flowers, I really thought this watching the game, Paul. I think it was a morale boost for this team. I really do. I think there was something to that mentally, getting Flowers out of the lineup. I really do.
Well, I think the Giants, both Gettleman and Shurmur, showed last week that they're not going to tolerate status quo if it's ineffective. And so what you saw was Flowers get benched. You saw Shane Smith, after giving up two sacks on failed blitz pickups, get cut 3 days later.
Right.
And, you know, you'd have to be blind, Joe, to be in that locker room and not sense the fact that this front office is not going to stand for subpar performances.
Yeah. And they clearly showed that. Paul, we know you got to run. We appreciate you coming on, giving us a couple minutes, as always.
See you, Paul.
Always good to be with you, fellas.
P-Dot, yep. Paul Dottino on the Giants.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.